John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks on his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Lee Strobel was the legal editor of the Chicago Tribune and a spiritual skeptic until 1981, when he became a Christian. He went on to write 11 books, including the best-selling The Case for Christ and The Case for Faith. He says, "If we can have confidence in the central thrust of the Christian message, the life, the teachings, the miracles, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, That provides us with a core of belief that we can build our faith on. I believe that the evidence of history does point in the direction of the truth of the resurrection. Number one is the empty tomb of Jesus. Everybody agreed in the ancient world that the tomb of Jesus was empty. The question is, how did it get empty? The Christians claimed that Jesus returned from the dead. The counterclaim was presented that the disciples stole the body, even though they lacked motive and an opportunity. I don't think that's credible. I wonder what you think. Can you picture the scene? Jesus had been killed. His friends are devastated. They are defeated. All their hopes are shattered. It's very early on the Sunday morning. It's still dark. And Jesus' close friend, Mary Magdalene, goes to the tomb. And she sees something amazing. She sees that the stone had been removed from the entrance to Jesus' tomb. What could this mean? Verse 2, she comes running to Simon Peter and the disciple Jesus loved. That's John, the author of the Gospel. They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. So Peter and John run to the tomb. John gets there first. And as he peers into the tomb, he sees the strips of linen that Jesus had been wrapped in. Something keeps John from going in. But Peter has no such qualms. He just runs straight in. He sees the strips of linen lying there. And something happens to John, verse 8. He sees and he believes. They still don't understand from the Old Testament that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So there's Peter and John. Then the story turns to Mary Magdalene. She stands outside the tomb crying. She thinks Jesus' body has been stolen. She looks in the tomb and she sees two angels sitting where Jesus' body had been. One at the head, one at the foot. They ask her why she's crying. Verse 13. They've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've put him. At this, she turns around, and there is Jesus. She doesn't recognize him. He asks her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Mary thinks Jesus is the gardener until Jesus says her name, Mary. Can you imagine what that must have been like, that moment of recognition? Mary cries out, "Rabboni, teacher." Mary must report back to the disciples. Incidentally, if you were making this story up, you wouldn't make the primary witness a woman. In Jesus' day, a woman's testimony was of no account. Well, now all the disciples have been told of Jesus' resurrection. And that evening, the disciples were locked in a room, afraid of the Jews, when Jesus comes and stands among them. What must that have been like? "Peace be with you," he says. He shows them his wounds. The disciples are convinced. And Jesus gives them a foretaste of the Holy Spirit. Thomas, of course, is not there. And he says, verse 25, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And maybe that's how some here feel this morning. Well, a week later, Jesus gives Thomas that opportunity. And Thomas's response, verse 28, "My Lord and my God." But Jesus says, we are more blessed than Thomas because we believe without seeing. I wonder which of these characters you identify with. Are you like Mary, confused? Are you like Peter, just rushing in? Are you like John, thoughtful? Are you convinced, like the disciples? Are you a skeptic, like Thomas? I don't have time to go through all the evidence for the resurrection this morning, but let me just make the following points. Like Lee Strobel, Dr. Frank Morrison was an atheist and a lawyer who set out to write a book to prove that the resurrection was a myth. You can guess what happened. He became convinced that the resurrection was true. And he called his book, "Who Moved the Stone?" What convinced Lee Strobel, Frank Morrison, and other skeptics like them? Well, there's the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. That's worth a study in and of itself. It's astounding. It's all prophesied in the Old Testament, hundreds and thousands of years later, earlier. There is the fact that Jesus really was dead after a Roman crucifixion. The details of a Jewish burial, including 75 pounds of spices. The enormous stone rolled against the front of the tomb. The fact that a Roman guard made the tomb secure. 16 soldiers. They would die if the body was stolen. The tomb was sealed with a Roman seal. And yet, the tomb is empty. Then there were so many witnesses to the resurrection, including all the disciples who were willing to die rather than deny that Jesus had risen. On one occasion, over 500 saw Jesus at the same time. And the Apostle Paul says to his readers, "You can go and ask them. They're still alive." The fact that Paul himself is convinced is striking evidence. He hated Christ and all that he stood for. But then he meets the risen Christ on the Damascus Road. And from then on, he lives to serve King Jesus. Well, how about us? One fact is certain for each one of us. We will die. And we can either face that day as a skeptic, or we can face that day with faith. The Bible says to us, God loves us. God loves us so much, he gave his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave the glory of heaven, to be born in poverty, to live a perfect life, to die on the cross in our place, so that we may be forgiven and know that we're going to heaven. We can either face our deaths with this confidence, or we can face death on our own. There is good reason to believe in Jesus. Why not come to our Christianity Explored course and go through the evidence for the truth of Christianity? There's far more than I've mentioned here today. Or if you are convinced, why not entrust your life to Jesus today? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus and for his resurrection from the dead. Thank you that this says to us, our sins are forgiven, death is defeated, heaven is open to all who will trust in him. And so, Lord, please help each one of us to trust in Jesus, to make him king, to love him, and to serve him. Father, we pray for our Christianity Explored course. Help each one of us to think of someone we can bring along. Please, would any here who are not sure, come along and get these things sorted out. So be with us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.